Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mullane Haugh.
Good morning, guys. Love you, love your show. Listen to it every morning.
On 670 The Score.
Yes, an honor. You know, those the names that were listed in, you know, those are all names that I've enjoyed watching at some point or another over my life. And it's just an honor to be able to do that.
Welcome back. It's Mullane Haugh, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mully off today. It is a happy Friday in Chicago. Going to be a beautiful day at the ballpark. Cubs and Mariners, 120 first pitch out at Wrigley Field right here on The Score. You want to keep it there. You want to go there. You want to be part of it because things just got a lot more interesting. That was Pete Crow Armstrong talking yesterday about becoming a member of the 2020 Club. He has designs on being part of the 30-30 club. And then, of course, the 40-40 club is next. How high can he go? I don't know, but the sky seems to be the limit for PCA, who, by the way, will join us at 9:30 today. Pete Crow Armstrong on The Score, 9:30 today. You want to be listening. But what happened yesterday was he became a member of the 20 home run, 20 stolen base club faster than anybody in Cub history. He's not only fast on the bases, he is fast in making history. He does that fast, too. And he made it in 73 games. The last Cub to get there fast, that fast, or before Pete Crow Armstrong, Sammy Sosa did it in 96 games. That was 1994. Sammy Sosa, who has not been to Wrigley Field in, I believe, 21 years. According to Bob Nightingale, USA Today, a guy who is plugged in and knows Sammy well, and Bob was at the convention in January when Sammy was there and ended the exile and broke his silence on all things Cubs and was at the convention and met with fans and met with players and met with the Cub organization. Sammy Sosa is expected to return today. He arrived in Chicago last night. According to Bob Nightingale, he'll be at Wrigley Field when the Cubs take on the Mariners later this afternoon. Don't know what role, don't know what they have planned, but if you have Sammy Sosa and you're welcoming him back to the ballpark, as it appears they are doing, they've welcomed him back into the organization, I don't think it's going to be a quiet affair. Sammy Sosa does nothing quietly. He does nothing behind the scenes. This will be front and center. This will be Sammy saluting somebody, everybody, always. This is Sammy Sosa, number 21, back in Wrigley Field. What do you think, Cub fans? 312-644-6767. If, let's say, hypothetically, they introduce Sammy Sosa, or if he's on the field, how long, how loud will the ovation be? Are you happy with this development? Did you miss Sammy? Are you one of those people that maybe don't want to see Sammy back at the place where it was he made into a baseball party?
You think there's people out there that don't want to see him back?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not by now. Maybe 10 years ago, maybe 5 years ago. I don't know. But there, yeah, maybe now. Hey, I was at the convention, and there were some people there that were not thrilled.
Really?
Yeah a couple. Huh. I mean, small group. Small group. I would think they're in the minority. But sometimes the minority is not so silent. I'm just curious. I think that here's what I think could happen, whether it's today or tomorrow or Sunday, whatever the Cubs have planned. And I'm not privy to the details. This is a big surprise. Bob Nightingale tweeted it out. We found out he tweeted it out at 6:50 a.m. So we're reacting to this in real time like everybody else. But if they find a way to incorporate Sammy into the game operation and presentation, the ovation will be memorable. It will be one of those moments where you'll be glad you're there, glad you're watching or listening, and it, to go all Pat Hughes on you, it will be a co-star to the PCA movie. Because when you talk about Pete Crow Armstrong, we're talking about all these comparisons. He has the exuberance PCA. He has the charisma. He's got the personality. He's got star power. And the comparisons are, you know, to who was the last Cub to have all of those things and could produce on the field. You might have to go back to Sammy Sosa to find somebody who is as big of a baseball entertainer as PCA seems to be. So I do think that it's interesting to consider what the reaction will be and what prompted this weekend in June for Sammy to make his return. And they kept it pretty quiet. And what is the next step here? Is it a jersey retirement? Is it a statue unveiling?
Well, even let's... It's great he's coming back. Like, is it the first pitch today? Is it the seventh inning stretch? Is it both? Is it neither? Is it just is there any chance he like runs out with an American flag in his hand?
Come on.
In all seriousness, David, like is that no shot? I mean, is that a no shot that he doesn't? I mean, he at the Cubs convention, David, didn't he?
He did.
He kind of ran out onto the stage.
But that was a show,
right?
This is a game.
Well, before the game, it's a show.
Yeah,
During the game, it's
a
show. I mean, I'm not saying he's going
to... Like, I think the only thing you could probably rule out... That's fair. He probably won't be singing the anthem.
No?
No.
Oh, he won't be singing the anthem.
Yeah. Okay. He might be singing the stretch.
Either will speaks today.
I feel bad for Matt Spiegel.
I do, too.
I feel bad for Matt Spiegel. But do we know... Can we update people? We had some texts, and we didn't know quite yesterday. He will be singing that when the rescheduled...
Right. And if I got it right now,
August.
That's going to be the day game... That's the first game is the makeup game.
Yeah. Well, that would be good then. He'll get his moment. And he's practiced for it. He'll be ready for it. He just has 7 more weeks to practice.
We had a little snippet, right? Of him working it out, right?
He's working it out. He did the sound check. He was ready. And then the weather came and intervened. So Sammy back at Wrigley Field today. That's a big moment. PCA will be in center field because Dustin already wrote him into the lineup back in 5:25 when he guaranteed everybody that.
I mean, that would be this week's sign that the apocalypse is upon us if PCA is not in the lineup today. Where? TBD.
Well, I think that he'll probably bat fourth. Don't you think?
I think he should bat second after really thinking it through.
Well, I don't think he's going to supplant Kyle Tucker. I just don't think so. It always depends on the matchup. It depends on, you know, what the manager wants, and I think that there are a variety of different ways you could use him. I don't want to get too caught up in, you know, PCA can hit wherever. I understand the argument that Ian Happ leading off allows you to work deep into counts, to grind out at bats, and to elevate the pitch count for every starting pitcher. There is value in that. But I also think that if PCA is your best hitter, and this year he has been, then seeing him at the plate as often as possible would be the goal. George Kirby on the mound today for the Mariners. He's a right-hander. So my guess would be that Tucker will be batting second. And PCA, I would say probably fourth.
I just don't want that to happen again, what happened yesterday. You don't want him in the bottom of the ninth standing there with his bat on his shoulder in the on-deck circle.
Well, that happens, though. I mean, I think that happens, and I'm not sure that that was – Marquise flashed to him right away, and it looked like, okay, this
is
a
good director, good producer.
It was very good. It was effective, and it made everybody wonder why he wasn't batting a spot higher. But that's not why I want him a spot higher. I think when you lead him off, he just gets more at bats. And he's been leading off his entire life. But maybe he's destined for the three spot. Maybe he's destined to be a cleanup hitter. Whatever he is doing, he needs to keep doing it. 312-644-6767. What do you think of Sammy coming back to Wrigley? He is expected to be there this weekend, according to Bob Nightingale, who tweeted it out about 20 minutes ago. Let's start the conversation with Kevin in Peoria. Kevin, welcome to Mullion Haw.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to say, I'm not a... I understand that there's a lot of people that want Sammy to come back. I get that. I'm not a fan of it, frankly. Number retirement, absolutely, totally against. Steroids, cork bat. The numbers that he achieved somewhat through cheating. Obviously, you still have to be able to hit the ball. But I am not a fan of glorifying Sammy, and frankly, if it was me, I wouldn't have him back. I just don't think that people who cheated, if you know they cheated, and we know he did, that they shouldn't be a part of, you know, the Ring of Honor, if you want to call it that.
Okay, Kevin, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate where you're coming from, and I understand the resistance to what already has happened. The Cubs have litigated this internally, if you want to call it that. They have covered this ground. He's going into the Cubs Hall of Fame. He's not going into Cooperstown. Probably won't, if I were to guess. He's going into the Cub Hall of Fame. The organization has led him or welcomed him back. They've led him down this path to return to Wrigley Field. So he's going to return to Wrigley Field. What does it mean to Sammy Sosa to return to Wrigley Field? What does he miss about being at the center of everything at Clark and Addison? We asked him that back at the Cub convention in January, and this is what he said.
Everything, you know, I mean, they have a new ballpark. I mean, they have a new clubhouse that I haven't been there. So I want to see everything. You know what I mean? 40,000 square feet. My goodness. When we play, we only have maybe 2,000, you know, square feet clubhouse. So now it's 40,000. And that's one thing that I feel comfortable to. And also I want to go back to the question that you're talking about. What I'm saying is meaning that, because sometimes people get confused when I'm trying to say something. I don't mean it to offend anybody. I don't. But I believe, you know, I'm a man that I've been through so many things in my life. I have a master and fall, but I have another master and get up and move forward. So definitely I feel comfortable about it. I want to make sure that, we don't go to a different direction.
After that, he was asked about the way the media has portrayed him since he has been gone and absent from Wrigley Field for so many years.
Look, today and age, you know, the social media, people want to say whatever they want to say. Now, day and age today, everybody's a reporter. So, look, 90% that approve you and 10% is, not happen. Hey, you know, it's like you win the lottery.
Sammy Sosa back at Wrigley Field. I did not expect that to happen today. I thought this was going to be a weekend where you look at the Mariners. Very good team, by the way. They're one game over 500. No slouch. Dan Wilson, Barrington product. I bet you Dan Wilson, who's a Sosa contemporary, will have some sort of reaction to Sammy Sosa being part of the festivities this weekend at Wrigley Field. Dan Wilson probably has thoughts on Sammy Sosa. He played against him, I'm sure. He may have wondered the same things we all wondered over the last 20 years. Is he ever coming back? What does he have to do? Sammy Sosa, for a lot of people, creates conflicted feelings, because nobody can deny what they felt and how enthusiastic they were when he was running out to right field in a number 21 jersey. And he brought people to the ballpark in a way that few Cubs ever have. And ironically enough, in a way that we think Pete Crow Armstrong is capable of doing for years to come. This is a tremendous confluence of popular figures from Cubs past and Cubs present. Sammy Sosa, during the heyday of this Sosa, of that era, and yes, everybody, we understand what happened and why he hit the home runs and all those things that he has addressed indirectly, too indirectly for some people's taste. I get that. But you can't deny the way that he packed the ballpark for so many years. And that's a kind of nostalgia. That's a kind of enthusiasm. That's a kind of reaction, the visceral reaction to seeing Sammy at Wrigley Field that some people will feel today, and maybe you won't. And that's okay. Call us and tell us why. 312-644-6767. Are you as ticked off as some people seem to be on the text line that Sammy's coming back? Or are you embracing him like the Cubs appear to have been doing right now? Because he wouldn't be coming back if he wasn't welcome. 312-644-6767. Mark is in Richmond. Mark, welcome to Mullion Haw.
Good morning, gentlemen. I've been listening to you guys for a very long time, and it's really, really sad that you guys are defending a cheater.
Not doing that. Not doing that. I didn't defend a cheater.
You're making excuses for the man, and it's sad. No excuses.
No excuses. I'm laying it out there. This is the reality. The reality is that it creates conflicted feelings. Mark, you don't like Sammy Sosa coming back. I respect that. There are a lot of people out there like you. But there are also a lot of people you have to respect the other side of the argument. A lot of people are like, it's about time, Sammy. We forgive you. Come back. Give me a hug. Lean in here, big guy. Right? Mark?
No, because it's you're defending a cheater in the Cubs organization should be kind of sad for doing that. And that means Roger Clemens should be exonerated with all his teams for knowingly being cheated. Barry Bonds knowingly for juicing up. It's just not right. They're glorifying a cheater. They're saying it's okay to cheat, and it doesn't matter. After some time goes by, we'll just wash it underneath the rug. Not right.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the phone call. Jake is on the road. Jake, welcome to Mullion Haw.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to chime in on the Sammy Sosa talk. I think he saved baseball. Regardless of whether you want to call it cheating or not, at the time, it wasn't known to be cheating, okay? There was so many people do it. They weren't testing for it the way they do today. It wasn't considered cheating until it hit the major news and there was this big investigation, all right? The truth of the matter is that this guy did save baseball along with Barry, McGuire, all those guys of that era. You look at the state of baseball before this happened. Okay, steroids was prevalent long before the 90s. They were using steroids, but it wasn't a big deal until, you know, somebody ran his mouth and, you know, whatever. Hey, the court bad thing, you can call it for what it is, okay? I think, hey, that's a slip-up, all right? I give Sammy the benefit of the doubt, all right? But let's be honest, all right? These guys did save baseball. He should be welcome back. And honestly, any other argument?
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah. Passionate one. Patrick is in Bartlett. Patrick, welcome to Mullion Haw.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Listen, guys, you know, I can remember sitting on my couch and watching Sammy and McGuire and their battle, and it was so much fun for us as we were growing up. So, you know, hate the guy if you want to. I agree with what Jake said. He, you know, he did break some of the rules, knowingly or unknowingly. To me, it doesn't matter. I'm 70 now, and I want to see that guy run out into the middle of center field and hug Pete Crow Armstrong before the game.
I love that idea. Patrick, thank you. I think that's a great idea. I'm not going to deprive anybody of their rancor or if they resent the fact that Sammy is coming back. You're entitled to that resentment. You're entitled to that reaction. But I think you have to respect the other side of it too. It's been a long time. And over the 21 years that he has been absent from Wrigley Field, if the Cubs have found a spot in their baseball heart to forgive him or to allow him back into the fold because of some things that he has told them or the conditions that he has met, then I think, come on, it's been a long time. Is it a lifetime ban from Wrigley Field? He's likely to be left out of Cooperstown forever. Do you do the same thing for the ballpark where he really brought people in droves, in thousands? He helped make Wrigley Field what it was in the late 90s. The place you wanted to be. The guy you wanted to see. The star you wanted to emulate. Is he the last guy who captivated a Wrigley Field audience the way that Pete Crow Armstrong is today? That's a good conversation too. There's a lot of good conversations to have about this. Sammy Sosa is expected back at Wrigley Field, according to Bob Nightingale. We're working on all the other details. We'll be here till 10. We'll have a lot of time. Hey, by the way, we're talking to PCA at 9:30. I'm sure he'll have a thought on this. Ron Coomer, Nostracumus.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
will join us at 8 o'clock. We're going to shift gears real quick. We're going to talk to Casey Johnson when we come back. There's some bull stuff going on. Want to get his thoughts on the NBA Finals. We will get back to your calls and back to Sammy Sosa after we talk to KC. Keep it right here. Molly and Haw. Molly is off today. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.